Hello.
Hello, ladies. What's got you doing?
Hello,
I'm from Wisconsin.
hello, everybody.
Morning.
It is Eliza and
And
Emily.
Emily.
Merry Christmas!
It's Christmas.
Christmas!
Boom, boom,
Feed
boom.
the world. Let them know it's Christmas.
Christmas
Should we see how
time.
many songs we can sing Christmassy in 5 seconds?
Okay,
You
five
sing one, then I'll
seconds.
sing one.
Mistletoe when one. Turn to one.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Santa, tell me if you're really there.
Santa baby, just
Good
hurry
one, good
down the
one.
chimney tonight.
Let them know it.
Don't know if you heard that, but it was my brother shouting.
It's Christmas time. We've already sang that one.
Rocking around
Good
the Christmas tree
one.
at the crib.
Yeah, baby, new shoes fit. Oh yeah, don't need to turn these bad boys.
Oh yeah, you sounded
Yeah,
like Vector.
bitch, yeah. Go away. Oh, look at them.
Very
They're
nice.
looking a bit
Christmassy with these bad boys.
They're looking a bit like Fila Stompers.
Yeah, they are a little bit stompy. Are
Got
they?
walking
I was just
shoes.
gonna say they walk in
Are you
shoes.
wearing
They're
them to
walkers.
the
That's
pub?
good.
I'm wearing them casually.
Yeah.
Because they're like walking shoes while running
Can I
around
stop
walking.
this?
They're good.
So guys, that quick interlude from my brother. Me and Emily are at my house today, and my brother got back. For starters, he was just lying on my bed for 10 minutes, couldn't get rid of him.
No.
And then he just screamed because his new shoes fit.
I think it was also a sign that maybe we should have stopped singing.
Possibly.
It was quite a well-timed
Shall we kick it
intrusion.
off with our words of the week? That was
Yeah,
fucking good.
that was really good. Oh, how festive of you. Okay, what do you want this week?
I would
We
like
should have done this Christmas themed.
big fat sauce.
We were
What a
not
time
that
to.
organized. I feel like maybe because we did a birthday one, I fear it would have been quite similar.
I feel that. Sorry, I had to clear my
Big
eye.
blink.
Big blank.
Okay, what do
I
you want?
would like this week to not get absolutely obliterated on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Because the past couple of years, we always go to the pub on Christmas Eve, we mentioned this. I've been drunker than I'd like to admit.
Yes.
The first year, it'd been twice. The first year, I was. Yeah, so the first year, I was just a fresh 18-year-old and just got.
Just a little baby.
It's just a little baby. I got a little bit too big for my boots.
Too big for my
Too big
boots.
for my boots, let's just say that. And then last year, me and Emily were just doing maybe beginner shots.
Yeah, I don't remember most of last year, to be honest
No,
with
you were quite
you.
drunk when you got
I
there.
was drunk when I got there, and
Yeah.
that was my first mistake.
I
I never
was,
recovered.
yeah, because I remember, I still would love to know who bought us our third baby Guinness shot. Because that person really shouldn't have given
Yeah,
us a
it's
shot.
beyond me, to be honest.
But either way, I loved it at the time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't that hungover on Christmas Day, so
Yeah,
whatever.
okay, fair enough.
What do you want this year?
Little bit specific. I want to be able to pull off hats.
Like
I
a
just
cap.
could, yeah, I just wish I could put a hat on and it look okay, but I look like an idiot when I wear a hat. Hats just don't suit my head, and I would really like to be able to wear hats.
Really?
Yeah. That's just what I want.
That's just
Tell me
what
what
I
you want, what
want.
you really, really want. Go on.
I would like. I'm obsessed with my Shark Flex style.
Fill us in. Go on. I feel like we haven't had a debrief of the Shark
Well,
Flex.
I used it to. Last night I got in about 9:30, so then I washed my hair and blow dried it just quickly, and it was good.
Lovely.
And then last week I was curling it quite a lot with the hairdryer curl head, I guess. I don't know what to call it, tanglement. And it was thoroughly enjoyable, would recommend. I would do it and then sleep on it and then brush it out, and it was lovely. So I've not quite grasped it how. First time I ever did it, I did it, and then the curl stayed in for like 3 days. But now when I do it, it seems to not stay in longer than a day and a half,
How
a
frustrating. That's
day.
still quite a long time, though,
Still, like,
really.
I'll sleep on them, have them in all day. That night, like, I'll brush through them again, and they'll just be a bit flat, or they'll, like, be
Are
non-existent.
you putting any hairspray in them?
No, but I've been putting like hair primer and mousse in them.
Okay, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my thought. Was my thought.
Okay, do you want to hear what I'm obsessed with?
No.
Love Island All Stars. Who's going to be on the cast?
Yes,
it is coming back. I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to know. The first rumoured person is Ekin-Su, but I highly doubt that's true. I feel like, but then she also did go all the way to America to do The Traitors, so wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Just want to know, to be honest, I haven't really got any guesses. Have you got any guesses?
Danica?
Maybe like Danica. Yeah,
she's not a single.
Maybe like Luca Bish. I feel like he could come back.
Gemma Owens rumoured to be coming back.
Really?
Because apparently her dad made a statement, like was talking to someone, he went, yeah, I'm preparing myself for Gemma to come back on Love Island.
Wow.
But her would be purely for business.
Yeah, it would
be. The first time it was business, so now it's even more business.
Yeah.
My recommending this year is The Traitors is coming back, ladies and gents.
We love the traitors in this house.
The Traitors are coming back. If you've not watched it, watch it. Like, literally, wait for this. I saw a compilation of edits yesterday. I sent it to you. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Not yet.
Of Diane. Ross isn't my son. No. Paul's not my son. But Ross is. And all the comments are like, that truly changed the direction of my life. Like, I still quote that.
It was brilliant.
Loads of clips. I'm like, Ross and like Diane, like when they'd be in the kitchen together and he'd like hug her and then everyone would come in and then he'd be like, oh, she's just a bit upset, she's just a bit upset.
Wait, no, I did see this, sorry. Yeah. Because there was also the one where he was like, I love roast dinner but my mum makes a really bad one.
She was like, you guys come to my house.
Yeah. Oh, well done, Diane.
And it was when and when like she got buried and he put a rose in her casket and she just looked up at him and went, she just looked up at him and went, not even lovely, just mouthed
bye.
And then he's like, then the next night he gets like put in to be a traitor. And then he's like, I'm going to get revenge for my mum. Day after he gets,
he gets the sack.
But the funniest thing is that I was someone's son in here, Diane. And they were like, incredible television.
It was really good television. I've just realised I don't have a recommend. Let me try and think quite quickly.
Do you want me to sing for you whilst we wait?
Yeah, sure.
Owen boy.
Got it. I did have one. Okay, I recommend turning your TikTok notifications off. Prime example then, I don't see when, although it is quite alarming when you open your phone after a couple of days and you actually go into TikTok and you've got like 30 notifications. Yeah, probably, I don't know, but I don't know. I quite often.
Don't care about your cup of tea.
Oh, my cup of tea. So right now, I've just gone onto my TikTok. I have 15 notifications, and I'm really enjoying the surprise of going in and being like, "Wow, I've had a couple notifications. Couple people have." It makes you think. People are thinking about me when they send me this TikTok, and it's much appreciated. So I quite enjoy not having them on because then you're just constantly watching them, but then it is quite a chore catching
up. I'm always sending Emily a TikTok. Yeah. Like, literally, I will always send.
I think the other day I had 17 just from you and I had to catch up. But it's quite enjoyable. But then you get the in-between. If you're going through them, you get your own that I've sent to you as well, and it's a whole mirage going on.
But I do send you a lot. Like, I'll see something funny and I'll be like, oh, I can't send that to Emily.
Yeah, but I appreciate it.
I just send it all. For some reason, I send so many to you and my sister.
Yeah.
And I just like to share with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done moment?
I've had a lot recently. I'm just going through one of those periods in my life. Was it last time when I told everyone about falling over the step?
Yes.
In that bar. Right. This time, I was on a call today, and I'd gone into a little meeting room because I didn't want people around me to hear what I was talking about. And I log on, and then I'm on the call, and I'm like, hi. And then the sun suddenly shines through this little window onto my eye, and I went like this. I went, oh my god! I went, I'm so sorry, but it's really bright here. I was like, oh my god! And he was like, it's fine. Like, do whatever. So then I like moved down the blind, and this blind is about half a piece of paper thick. And it was bugger all for me. And then I'm like moving my screen down because I'm also, then I sit down on my chair and realise only my eyes are in the screen. You can only see my eyes because I'm 5'4". Like, the desk was too high. So then I was like, but then obviously my camera's on. And then I was moving the screen down and realised he could have literally seen up my nostrils. Like, he was so close to me. I was like just muttering to him the whole time. I was like, God, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's too high. And I was like, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm actually really short. I said, and this desk is too high for me. Like, you can't see me. And he was just laughing. And that was his first ever introduction to me.
Interesting. Mm. I feel like it's giving, we listen and we don't judge.
I think he just thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, exactly. You'd rather people find it funny than like end the phone.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed. Like, anyone have ended the phone. It's just like, oh, whoa. That's one way to say hello.
Yeah. Good one. I don't know what I said.
Good one.
My dumb moment was I was away at the weekend with my boyfriend, and I'd like to call it his dumb moment actually, because it was more his fault.
To call him my partner. I was like,
no, this was his dumb moment. So basically, we really wanted pizza for dinner, and we saw this pizza restaurant that looked really nice, but Harry really wanted cheesy garlic bread. And that, you know how when you walk past restaurants and they have, oh, that just reminded me of another dumb moment. Anyway, restaurants have the menu outside. Mm. We scan the menu, like, oh, no cheesy garlic bread, purely just pizzas. Like, right, okay, we'll keep walking. We'll find another one. I swear to God, we were walking for 45 minutes and none of them had cheesy garlic bread. We kept going, went to about 5 different pizza restaurants, got to the last one. 45 minutes we were walking for. Harry goes, should we just go back to the first one?
Is he joking?
Ah! I could have killed him on the spot. It was just the most frustrating, because I, in my head, when we were leaving that first one, I thought, we're going to end up back here. I can guarantee it. You know, the worst part was, we walk back into the first restaurant, menu inside's different, they have cheesy garlic bread. I'm not even joking. I sat down and I literally threw my menu down and was like, they have cheesy garlic bread. I could have cried. It's, you know, when you're hungry as well and you're just walking around looking for food. It was so frustrating.
One of my most hated feelings. Mm-hmm. When you're starving, you can't find where to eat. Everyone's getting aggy and you're all like, oh, I don't really see anything I like on that menu. You're like, right, okay, but I will literally eat you in the moment. Yeah. Like, I will fucking eat you.
Sit down, let's tuck in. Come on.
And then you will sit in silence on the table before you get, like, just a bite.
Yeah.
Just so you can recharge and recalibrate.
Okay, what's your song?
Shall I sing it for you?
Yeah, please.
I want you on my team, so does everybody else. Promiscuous girl, wherever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I want. Promiscuous boy.
Sorry, don't know why that.
We know just why. Promiscuous.
Good song, really good song.
Last week, I had a day list on.
Yep.
And I was walking my dog, and She Belongs to the Game came on, and I was like, I love that song. I love that song. So I was there, like, walking the dog, like, nodding my head, like, this is the life. And then Promiscuous came on. And you know when you really listen to the beat of a song?
Yeah.
I've had it on about 5 times on my way home today.
Nice.
I love the beat of it. I can't get enough of it. And it's just, oh.
It is an excellent song. On a really unrelated note, the girl who's new at my work, right, she's only 1 year younger than us, didn't know who Channing Tatum was.
For real?
The real-life Magic Mike, she didn't know who he was.
But not then, even from Dear John?
No, she was like, who's that? And I was like, you're taking the piss. She was like, no, I don't know who that is.
This is the girl who didn't like Hannah Montana as well.
Yeah, she didn't like Hannah Montana. No, we listen and we don't judge, but that was a bit far.
We're judging that.
Yeah. Anyway, my song of the week is UFO by Olivia Dean. I feel like I've been, you know what, if we counted up all the times I've said Olivia Dean this year, I think she would really be top of my Spotify Wrapped for the podcast. But UFO by Olivia Dean. If you don't know who she is, please go and listen to her. She's brilliant.
Please go and listen to her.
Please, sir.
Please, sir. Just for a poor man. I always reference you know what my manager said today.
Wait, what was that? Please, sir, just for a poor man.
It's all of a twist.
Is it? I thought he says, please, sir, can I have some more?
I don't know. I thought it was for a poor man.
Yeah, it's all right.
It could be whatever these days. I always get wrong. But you know what he did? before my manager. So basically, at work today, loads of people brought in some food.
Mm.
I took some biscuits, if anyone was wondering. And there was so much food, like, so much food. I didn't actually have much. I just had a lot of cookies, and then that was all I really had. So I just had one with the coffee. And, yeah, but I didn't have any of the savoury stuff, really. And then the girls went... Not the girls, sorry, my manager went... There was, like, some people had brought in, like... Someone had brought in, like, a couple Co-op sandwiches. So one... There was, like, a half-eaten, like, pigs and blankets one or whatever. Not half-eaten, like, you know when they're cut into two?
Yes.
Someone had eaten one of them, basically.
Okay.
And then my manager was like, oh, who wants this? Right, take it home, whatever, because it's just going to be bin because the night team weren't in tonight. And he was like, who wants this? And I went, oh, a half-eaten sandwich? Yes, please! There's one who I sit next to with a laughing. She's like, that was quite funny. And I just went, no, I'm joking.
Please don't take me serious. Who is offering out half a sandwich? That's the real problem. Not the half-eaten sandwich. But yeah, anyway.
So, guys, we thought we would discuss our guilty pleasures, but song versions.
Yes. We didn't really think about the Christmas theme this week because this will be our Christmas episode, but apologies, it's not very Christmassy. Maybe we'll have a nice New Year's episode.
Yes.
We'll regroup then, guys. Mm. Do you want to kick it off?
Dear Future Husband by Meghan Trainor.
Absolutely.
Dear Future Husband, it's a few things you'll need to know if you want to be my one and only all my life. Oh, oh. So good.
That is so a good. I feel like Meghan Trainor as a whole. She is brilliant.
All about that bass, about that bass. No trouble.
She's just
about that bass, about that bass.
Absolutely excellent. I'm gonna have to go with Diggity, Liz Against the World.
You wow, yeah, you love that song.
That is, you know what? It hasn't been a recent love, but it was actually my top song in 2022, and I could not have been more embarrassed than that day it came out.
You know what? I'm gonna double you there, boy.
We also liked to quote that for a while, didn't we?
It was because I remember my sister showed it to me, and I would listen. I was obsessed with it in like year 13. And for some reason, I don't know how everyone then found out I was obsessed with it. I think I was saying "woi" a lot, and then it kind of like tripled through our, like literally rippled through our friendship group.
Yeah.
And then any time anyone would say anything, we'd just go "woi woi."
Yeah. Like. It was brilliant. It was a brilliant time in life.
Yeah.
I feel like we just loved Diggity for a real big portion.
I think it was the whole second year of college. Like, yeah. We went to go see Diggity in Malia.
We actually did go
we
see Diggity.
We made sure we were on holiday in Malia at the time Diggity was on.
Whether that's embarrassing or not, it's a feeling, so we'll just say it wasn't embarrassing.
It's a life-building moment.
Yeah. Got another one?
I'm feeling you by Raxu.
Oh!
I'm feeling you, so what we gonna
song.
Do?
What the hell happened to
I'm
Raxu? They dropped
you,
off the planet.
So what we gonna do tonight? I'm feeling you. Yeah, they did drop off the planet.
They were bloody brilliant. Did they win X Factor?
I don't know.
But they were...
She's so gone from the lemonade mouth.
Yes. She's so gone. She's so gone. That is a good one, to be fair. I'll give you that one.
Merci beaucoup.
I feel like I'm going to have to go with some Zach Bryan because he is...
guess how much Emily paid to go see him, ladies
No, we're not sharing that information because he's a bit cancelled at the minute.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Because he was a...
Oh, my God.
Cheater.
I just found two that are really my Weekday by H. Mostack and Steel Bangles. That. Like, that's the whole song.
Go on. Give us a taste.
Well, I can't do it without the soundtrack because I need a moment.
Okay,
let me pause it and I'll listen a little bit. Oh, I can't pause it now. Okay. She said, men are trash, I think girls are too. You put the blame on me, but I'm the same as you. Still the same old age, man. I say so. Man, I put a step in with the same old... Yeah, and then it gets a bit dirty.
Absolutely brilliant.
And
then
down.
It gets a bit dirty. She paused there.
Man down, baby, wanna take my life. She don't want to be no side. She just want to be in my wife. And I'm on the girl's side.
Similar vibe, Chat by JK. Because I got Mandem Chat.
Oh, yeah. Chat.
That was a tune for a while. And the fact that I could do the whole of Tiago Silva.
But I always wish I could, because you and Jess could rap it. Like,
it is a brilliant one to bring out.
Jess always raps it.
I feel like we really went through a bit of a road run phase with all these songs.
I would say it's due to the boys.
Yeah.
I can rap quite a few of Dave's songs.
Yep, you're quite a big Dave lover, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I went to go see him.
You did go see him.
It was very bloody good. Ride with me, Nelly and City Pud.
Yep.
If you want to go and
that's really, I feel like that's just generally quite a good song.
Yeah, I love Gypsy by Shakira. Cause I'm a gypsy.
Oh.
My mum used to play it all the time.
Can I go for an artist? Ollie Murs. I actually
What's that song that Ollie Murs?
I used out. To like, in this army of two.
There's a really specific song of Ollie Murs that I've got in my head. Goes,
to be honest.
Let me try to find it. You know, but my auntie had from Tickets to Ollie Murs.
Wow, really?
Two songs, yeah.
I also saw someone put on TikTok, like, really miss the old Little Mix, and I hear that.
Oh my god, I saw I loved Little, I saw them three times.
Did you? I saw them once, I believe.
I saw them quite a few times, I loved them.
They were excellent.
I would actually go and listen to Little Mix soundtrack on the way to work tomorrow.
Wow.
Like, I just
You'd go
think,
that far.
I think they're incredible, they're so good, but I'm not listening. Troublemaker, you're a troublemaker. Oh, that has Flo Rida in
you
it.
You ain't nothing but a troublemaker girl. That was a tune. I thought that was quite a good spree. Have you got any more? Or shall we?
Sorry, had brain fog.
It's okay.
Not really.
That's okay.
No is my final answer.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Shall we move on to some of our favourite quotes at the minute that we're liking as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, you actually started this list, so you go first.
Okay, so the first one we had, this actually stemmed from Emily. She was on the phone to a boyfriend once on the way back from work or two. I think it was on the way back, wasn't it? We were talking, maybe it wasn't when you were on the phone to Harry, like we were just discussing something and you went, yeah. Oh, life goes on.
Yeah.
LAFUGOESOM. Like from the song. And I went, God, what does LAFUGOESOM stand for? She went, spells it out. And I was like, oh God, yeah, of course. But now I've been saying that to everyone. Like,
it's brilliant.
It's just like, you're like, you just like, it's mainly, I think it's great around relationships.
Yeah.
If you're talking to a boy or a girl and they just ignore you, like they're not present with it, just like, oh well, bin it off. Life goes on. LAFUGOESOM.
That is, it is a good one. I like that
so
one.
So good.
I also like this one. This one comes in rotations, whether we say it or not. You've got about as much grace and decorum as a reversing dump truck. I feel like that's a real insult, though. It's quite harsh when you whip that one out.
Yeah,
but
it's quite
it is
funny
a brilliant
then.
One.
When I was on the phone to someone at work last week, this really made me laugh. First of all, he'd Well, I'm not going to tell you the first part, actually, because that's really, like, dangerous. The second part, well, he was like, I was like, oh, you have to contact this person, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I guess when the music stops, I'll just sit on a chair and hope for the best.
Wow!
I just think that's hilarious.
I like that.
Well, I guess when the music stops, I'll just sit on a chair and hope for the best. Like,
wow.
I started laughing. I went, that's incredible.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. That's a brilliant one.
You know what? Oh, sorry to interrupt you. You know what I love keep saying?
Go on.
When you know someone's like, they're going to explain something to you or you ask them a question, and I just go, yeah, yeah, go ahead. Go crazy.
Yeah. We do say that a lot recently, don't we? Go crazy.
I keep saying that to people. Like I said, it's someone today. They were like, thanks. I was like, oh.
I like that one. Go crazy. Like,
oh, yeah, go crazy.
But it's the most uncrazy thing. Like, it's just, can I get past that? Yeah, go crazy.
They're like, they're answering a question that I've asked, and I'm like, yeah, go crazy. Tell me.
Sorry, did you mean this? Yeah, go crazy.
Yeah.
That is a brilliant one.
Yeah.
I feel like we quite often mispronounce words intentionally. My favourite is, do you know what I'm going to say?
It was when we were out on our work night out.
Burgundy.
And then when we went out, like, I went out with people from work, Emily went out with people from work, and we met up with some other people in Chester and went out, blah, blah, blah. And I had this, like, burgundy top on. And Emily went up to me and went, like, touched it, went, burgundy. And then she kept saying, like, have you seen Eliza's burgundy hair? Seen Eliza's burgundy top? I think people genuinely thought she thought yeah, it was pronounced burgundy.
That's the fear, really, is that people don't know if you're being right or wrong, because I've now just always say burgundy, but I know it's burgundy. I just say burgundy.
I would hope so.
I also quite like going orange instead of orange.
That's a good
orange
one.
That's quite a fun one. And the one that I was saying that you probably wouldn't know is, I've stole it from Ash Holmes, if you know who that is.
Yeah.
You know what, I've been seeing her TikToks a lot, and she always says, me loud.
Hello,
me loud.
Me loud.
And I quite like that one.
That is a good one.
I said it to my sister today, and she didn't get it.
Loud.
Hello, me loud.
I like saying in this house or in the lab.
I think we said it earlier. We actually rolled the tapes, but we did say it earlier.
So what, in this house?
Yeah, we said in this house.
Yeah, I think you did. It was about the traitors.
Ah, well done.
In this house. I love saying in this house, like, when you're referring to, like, literally a house.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. In the lab, it's like we're in the lab, like the podcast lab.
Yeah, she's cooking.
Yeah, I love saying in the lab. That's a fun one.
My final one that I'd like to share is if you're leaving, like, somewhere, you got the keys. I got the secret. Me and my mum do that everywhere.
Do you?
You got the keys. I've got the secret. It's just a confirmation. Yes, I've got the keys, but I'm just going to sing anyway.
Mm-hmm. I love singing. I think singing and dancing. I'm a dancing person.
Yeah.
Like, any kind of music comes on and I will happily boogie in the street.
Yeah.
I love it when it's daylight and someone's busking and you just dance.
Yeah, lovely. Maybe we recommend that one.
Go
dance to a busker, but then you do sometimes feel obliged to give them some money. But
no, I'm just enjoying the music.
One time I got stopped by one of those charity people. And
Blue Jacket Gang.
The only way that I could pay was if I set up a monthly direct debit to the charity. And I said, I can't just make like a £5 donation now. And he said, no, we only take direct debit. And I thought, what a cheeky person. So I'd like to just give you a fiver right now, but that's not good enough. I need a monthly direct debit. So I said I'll come back later and never did, which was even worse, really. But
it's the Blue Jacket Gang, they fight against knife crime, which is a very worthy cause, obviously. But they recruit very attractive young men and women.
Yeah.
So you'll make eye contact with someone and then they'll come over to you and you're like, wow, they're really attractive.
Yeah.
And they're just telling you all about knife crime and
you're hooked.
And being like, wow, you're hooked.
Okay. Well, shall we call it a day?
Sure thing, sugar.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I hope you have a lovely Christmas and a new year. We'll be back in the room with you, cooking up in the lab on the 2nd of June. That's an official. Maybe we'll record it. I don't know when we'll record it.
2nd of June.
2nd of June, probably. But yeah, so happy Christmas, Merry New Year, Merry. Oh, my brain. Talk to you in 2025, ladies.
Bye.
Keep surviving.
Love you lots. Bye.
Bye.